the angel of the Lord declared to Mary.
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray, pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this gracious God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us. Preserve us in his grace, and guide us in distress, and free us from all sin, till heaven we possess. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and Spirit blessed, who reigns in highest heaven. Eternal triune God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
Glory to you, O Trinity, one God in three equal persons, as in the beginning, so now and forever.
Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting. Praised be the name of the Lord.
High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory, who is like the Lord, our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth.
From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from the dungheap he raises the poor, to set them in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Glory to you, O Trinity, one God in three equal persons, as in the beginning, so now and forever.
Praise to the Holy Trinity in undivided unity. Let us praise God, for he has shown us his mercy.
O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat.
He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoar frost like ashes.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Praise to the Holy Trinity in undivided unity. Let us praise God, for he has shown us his mercy.
Glory and honor to God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Glory and praise to him for endless ages.
Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ, such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
The plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Glory and honor to God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Glory and praise to him for endless ages.
A reading from the book of Romans. How deep are the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How inscrutable his judgments, how unsearchable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has given him anything so as to deserve return? For from him and through him and for him all things are. To him be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise God forever.
Let us worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise God forever.
To God alone be honor and glory.
Let us praise God forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Let us worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise God forever.
We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks, Trinity one and true, Divinity one and most high, Unity one and holy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him, in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks, Trinity one and true, Divinity one and most high, Unity one and holy.
The Father, through the Holy Spirit, has given life to the humanity of Christ his Son, and has made him a source of life for us. Let us raise our voices in praise to the Triune God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Father, Almighty and Eternal God, send the Holy Spirit upon your church in your Son's name.
Preserve it in the unity of charity and in the fullness of truth.
Send laborers into your harvest, Lord, to teach the truth to all nations.
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Father, send help to all who suffer persecution in the name of your Son.
For he promised to send the Spirit of truth to answer for them.
Father omnipotent, may all men and women come to acknowledge you, together with the Word and the Holy Spirit, as the one true God.
May they believe in you, hope in you, and love you.
Father of all the living, bring the dead to share in your glory.
The glory of your eternal reign with your Son and the Holy Spirit.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory, and adore your unity, powerful in majesty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.